A reading from the Gospel of St. John, the 11th chapter, verses 17 to 37. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." When she said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in a place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were with her in the house consoling her saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor John Leyenbauer, Christ Lutheran Church, Perry, Georgia.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. Lazarus had died, and our text tells us that many had come to console Martha and Mary concerning their brother. But what kind of comfort, what words of consolation can this world give in the face of death apart from Jesus? It's not enough at time of death to hear, "There, there now, for everything there is a season," or, "Just give yourself a little time to grieve, honey, and you'll get over it." No, those words spoken by many a well-meaning friend simply fall short of the comfort that we're looking to have. When our car fails to start, we go looking for a mechanic to make a repair. When we're sick, we go to the doctor seeking a cure. When faced with the reality that the wages of sin is death, we seek hope of a resurrection. After all, when God created this world, he said it was good. He intended it to be a place where we could live eternally with him. But what happened? The Apostle Paul tells us, just as sin came into the world through one man and death through sin, so death spread to all men because all have sinned. What consolation, what kind of comfort can the world give in the face of such a sentence? Martha knows where to find hope. She hops up and is out the door to meet Jesus while he's still 2 miles away. A normal person doesn't do things like that. They sit and wait for their guests to complete their travels. They use those last few minutes to make sure everything is in order as the guest arrives. And it is first Martha and then Mary who speak words of faith to their Lord, saying, "Lord, if you had been here, our brother would not have died." They know that the well of living water is found in Jesus Christ. Ruhl Howe tells about growing up with his parents out in the country. When he was 15 years old, the family home caught on fire. Their family escaped with only the clothes on their backs. There were no close neighbors to help, so Ruhl and his father walked to a distant village to get supplies. As they returned home, they saw something that stayed with Ruhl Howe for the rest of his life. Beside the charred remains of what had been their house, his mother had laid out lunch on a log. And next to their simple meal, his mother had placed a tin can filled with wildflowers on the log. What a contrast that meal of white bread and bouquet of colorful flowers was to the backdrop of black ashes. In the midst of all that was lost, their mother had provided nourishment and a symbol of life. To the backdrop of all that is dreary and lost, to the many stories of suffering and death and despair we hear about in this world, Jesus is not simply a symbol of hope and life. Jesus speaks true words of comfort and consolation, saying, "Martha, your brother will rise again." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." The religions and comforters of this world say, "Obey, and you might be accepted." Jesus Christ comes and says, "You are accepted." The world says, "Take comfort in your self-righteousness." Jesus Christ comes to give us his perfect righteousness, even as he makes payment for our sins on the cross. "Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." Jesus Christ lived the perfect life that we could not have, then died the death that we should have, so that our debt of sin could be marked paid, and so that when we draw our last breath, we might walk through the valley of the shadow of death into eternal life. And finally, that challenging question spoken to Martha and to you: do you believe this? Believe it. Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life, both now and forever. Amen.
We thank Pastor John Leyenbauer for this meditation on God's Word.